In legal terms, human trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion to trap a person in prostitution or other work. In colloquial terms, it's slavery. The International Labor Organization estimates the world currently has about 21 million human trafficking victims. Florida is third worst in the U.S. for the crimes, according to the National Human Trafficking Resource Center. It tabulates tip line data and finds in just the first half of last year, Florida saw over 800 trafficking reports. Behind the statistics are people, like Central Florida resident Kathy, who won't give her last name. Born in Honduras, she believes a neighbor sold her sister and her to traffickers who smuggled them into the U.S. Kathy was 12 years old. Her sister was 8.
He used to tell us to dress a certain way, to not talk. And now I can go back and say, yes, I was drugged, you know, because I don't remember some of the days. But at that point, I didn't know.
When Kathy and her sister reached Texas, things got worse. Three men locked them in a small room with about 18 people. They had to shower in front of men.
They had my mom's phone number, and they used to call her, telling her, you need to give us money for these girls, or we're going to send them to Mexico. They were telling her that they were going to send us over for prostitution and stuff. I mean, my little sister was 8 years old, and I was, 12.
Kathy thinks that room might have been a sales hub. She says occupants would sometimes leave and not return. After about 2 months of captivity, Kathy and her sister were freed in a law enforcement raid. She moved to Florida, and though homeless, she graduated high school and got into college. She even won 2 top national honors from Girl Scouts for community service. Kathy thinks most people in that room were victims of labor trafficking. The men promised them good jobs, but instead exploited and even enslaved them. Data suggests about a quarter to a third of Florida victims fall into that category. Most victims in the state suffer sex trafficking, like Octavis, heard speaking here at Human Trafficking Awareness Day at Lake Eola Park this winter. She talked about growing up the daughter of a pimp. She became a prostitute to survive.
Prostitution is triggered from a person being frequently raped.
Octavis said she also worked as a recruiter, witnessing firsthand how pimps use violence, drugs, and manipulation to control children in the sex trade. Most start between ages 11 and 14.
I persuaded them to join a business that sounded pleasurable at first, but became your worst nightmare if you ever decided to leave.
Such stories are all too common in Florida, and Tomas Lars thinks he knows why. He leads the Greater Orlando Human Trafficking Task Force, a coalition of governmental and nonprofit groups addressing the problem.
We're kind of a perfect storm, too, with the agricultural community, the hospitality community, the tourism, the transients. It's a real hot spot, too, whenever there is large conventions, sporting events for traffickers to exploit victims.
Sergeant Patrick Gookin agrees. He leads the sex trafficking unit for Orlando's Metropolitan Bureau of Investigation and says there's a misconception that prostitutes want to do what they do. People often don't understand how pimps control them.
But when you talk about the 13, 14, 15-year-old girl forced into the commercial sex industry, it is human trafficking because legally, morally, and ethically, these girls, they can't choose to be bought or sold for sex.
Gookin praises recent laws that make it easier to prosecute traffickers. Behind them are politicians like U.S. Representative Bill Posey, who hosted a human trafficking symposium in his Melbourne area district. He says legislators need a dose of awareness, too.
You know, it's not been on the radar until recent years. It really hasn't been. And when we looked at the border, we looked at the drug trafficking, we looked at the arms trafficking, you know, we didn't really focus as much on the human trafficking.
To help tackle the issue, experts say companies could audit contractors to weed out labor exploitation, and anyone can report suspicious behavior, like a man controlling a group of females with matching tattoos, or children selling door-to-door during school hours. Asked what awareness she wants for the community, Kathy addresses potential victims.
People can sometimes promise you stuff. And yes, they can promise you a job and a better life. But that's not what you're going to get.
I'm Amy Kiley, 90.7 News.